Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The following is an exclusive presentation of News Radio KMAN, your home for K-State athletics. It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
You ever go through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant, you put in your order, you drive around to the window, give the person the credit card, and then they're like, would you like any sauce with that? And I'm like, yes, I would. I tell them what kind of sauce I want, and then here comes the bag of food, I put it down the passenger seat, and I drive away. And then you look in the bag and you see, there's no sauce. That was my afternoon. And I'm not going to lie, I'm still a little hot about it. And you may be saying, Mitch, you should have checked the bag before you drove away. I don't think I should check the bag. There was only 15 seconds that passed between, yes, I would like sauce, and the bag of food going into my hand. I expected the sauce to be in there. And kind of ruined the meal for me, to be quite honest with you.
So that's what you're upset about?
Yeah, I'm a little upset about that, AJ. I'm a little upset about that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
I will get over it. It's just taken a few more minutes longer than I expected it to. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that's the only thing that bothers me tonight, because K-State men's basketball on the road to the House of Pain. Yes, that annual matchup in Allen Fieldhouse is tonight, tipping off at 8 o'clock, and it is K-State KU Round 2 of the Sunflower Showdown. Welcome to The Game. Mitch Fortner with AJ Shaw, just us two today, and we're only on until 4:30. We're going to wrap up right before 4:30 and send you out to Knoxville, Tennessee. Matt Walters standing by for a big one for K-State baseball. It's the first of really five huge games this week. Today at Tennessee, at Clemson tomorrow, and then the Bat-Cats are back at home to open Big 12 play against Big 12 newcomer Cincinnati. Today's first pitch from Knoxville is at 5, and again, pregame coverage will start at 4:30. And for the K-State basketball team, that broadcast most likely will already be going by the time Matt wraps up in Tennessee, so we'll join that broadcast in progress once the Bat-Cats get wrapped up. No sauce.
Don't let this ruin your
mood,
man. I was
so specific about how much I wanted.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll get over it. We'll get to we're going to do a Mitch Palm here in just a moment. I don't know if you saw earlier today, the Big 12 announced the food items that will represent all 14 of the teams at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, which starts Thursday. The women's tournament starts on Thursday with first-round action. K-State women have a double bye. And by the way, shout-out to Aoka Lee, Serena Sundell, and Gabby Gregory receiving all Big 12 honors. And once again, like clockwork, they completely snuff Jalen Glenn of postseason accolades, despite her being one of the best defenders, if not the best defender, in the Big 12. I know the steal numbers weren't like top of the list like they were last year, but very few can argue that Jalen Glenn is one of the best on-ball defenders in the Big 12. And she has been for the last 2 years. And once again, doesn't even show up as an honorable mention. Not even one coach said honorable mention, or however they vote on that. Recognition towards Jalen Glenn. I think it's ridiculous. And it's happened 2 years in a row. Doesn't make any sense to me. But back to the food. If you want to have K-State's back in this food debate on which school has the best food at the Big 12 tournament, the item that represents K-State this year is basically an Uncrustable. It's a fried Uncrustable with some powdered sugar on it. PB&J, you didn't know what an Uncrustable is. Once again, K-State kind of gets a lame one. Last year, it was the bacon-wrapped hot dog, which everybody said gave them cotton mouth.
That was disgusting. I saw a photo of it today. Cyclone Larry tweeted it out. Ugh.
And, well, speaking of fast food, it's very much so. The pictures that are put online, it looks great. When you get it actually at the game, it's like it's just kind of a mess. Does not look very attractive. Doesn't look too tasty. There's only one place I've ever been where I thought the food just at your generic concession stand was out of this world good.
And where was that?
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, last year at the tournament?
Yes. I had a bacon jam burger, and it's a top three burger I've ever had.
Wow.
And at the NCAA tournament, basically how the NCAA decides to feed you is if you don't want a bologna sandwich, they'll give you a gift certificate, and you can go get one meal at a specific restaurant or a number of restaurants. And I ended up finding an extra one, so I ate twice on one day, and I had that burger twice. It was so good, so good. The food at the Garden is fantastic.
Well, I'll have to, if I ever go out there, I'll have to have that. What's it called again?
I don't remember what it was. Well, Madison Square Garden.
I mean, I'm talking about the burger.
I don't know. Well, it was bacon jam burger. I don't remember what else was on it, but it was super good. And it was up in the nosebleeds where the poor people sit, where I sit. And it was awesome. All right. K-State, KU, Allen Fieldhouse tonight. Let's make a prediction.
Here's Mitch Ball with tonight's prediction.
Troy Coverdale with the he just tweeted me or texted me. He's not here today, obviously, but no sauce boss for the man who brought us, or no sauce for the man that brought us the sauce boss. I didn't come up with that name, but I wanted it to be announced during his senior day, talking about Reggie Stubblefield. So did organize that I would pause in between his number one and his name that I would announce his senior day, and people could yell sauce boss. And it was actually pretty cool. All right, let's talk about Cats and Jayhawks. K-State 17-12, 7-9 in the Big 12. Number 14 KU at home, 21-8, 9-7 in the Big 12. Obviously, history has a big part of how this prediction is going to go. Because there's a reason I call Allen Fieldhouse the House of Pain. And it's because K-State has lost 17 in a row in that building. That losing streak is almost an adult. The last win K-State had in Allen Fieldhouse was 59-55 back on January 14th of 2006. Now, I think it's notable to bring up the game before that for K-State, all the way back in 2006. Because what took place before that game in 06, where K-State beat KU in Allen Fieldhouse, is something very similar that has happened this year. And that is an embarrassing loss at home to Nebraska. Nebraska beat K-State in Manhattan in 2006, right before that KU game, 57-42, in a game where K-State only made 11 field goals. Cats with kind of a similar result to Nebraska earlier this year. And Nebraska this year might be on their way to having their first ever NCAA tournament win. And then somehow K-State beats the Jayhawks in Lawrence by four, and Jim Woldrich was like, How could you have guessed that anything like this was going to happen? Nobody was guessing that would happen. So it's kind of like fingers crossed, that same mentality, or at least that same feeling, I should say. There's not a very high at all expectation that K-State can go into Lawrence and win tonight, despite KU on a two-game losing streak. Bill Self has his most losses ever in Big 12 play this year with 7. But let's keep in mind, KU still dominates at home. They're 14-1 this year. They're actually coming off a home loss to BYU, 76-68, in a game where KU led by 12 points. And how about this? KU is on a two-game losing streak. Now, don't get me into that, well, they've lost two, they never lose three in a row. They lost three in a row last year. So that can happen. K-State, their win last year in Manhattan in overtime, started a three-game losing streak for KU. But also, this is senior night for KU. Here's the big nugget about tonight's game when it comes to history. KU has not lost a senior day or senior night game in Lawrence since 1983. They have won 40 in a row. And I'm sure there's going to be a couple of seniors fired up tonight in Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson. McCullough back after an injury that sidelined him for a couple of weeks. Now, keys will also have to do with the first meeting this year, which K-State won in overtime, 75-70. How could we forget, and I'm sure most of us didn't, Tyler Perry going off in the second half in overtime. 26 points, only 5 of those points were scored in the first half. TP was a leader that night. I think that night was a part of him getting some things going. Not exactly the three-point shot, which he did make 4, but getting to the hoop and scoring. Prior to that in Big 12 play, he tried to slash, get around defenders with the dribble drive, and he struggled with that. That changed in that KU game. He made a couple of circus shots. Never forget in overtime when he hit the three-pointer. Clutch, coming off the screen. He was open, knocked it down. And then the drive on the next possession for the just a layup that I still don't know how he made. Still don't know how he made it. Cam Carter had a double-double, 19 points, 11 rebounds. And Arthur Kaluma, 13 points and 8 rebounds. Here are the big takeaways from that game. The reason KU made it such a game and kind of played an even game throughout the contest was because of K-State's turnovers. K-State had 16, and like the Cincinnati game, it allowed the opponent to outscore K-State greatly with points off turnover. It was 21-8 against K-State in the first meeting. Now, big key for K-State in that game, in the first meeting, in the overtime win, was how well K-State rebounded. They were very good rebounding against KU. They out-rebounded the Jayhawks by 10, plus they only allowed KU to have 7 offensive rebounds. Pretty key. Jayhawks do not have a bench, especially Johnny Furphy now starting. And they only had 2 points off the bench. Furphy only had 4, so it was the combo of 4 players, KJ Adams, Kevin McCullough, Hunter Dickinson, and DeJuan Harris, that had to score just about every point. And I remember thinking about that. That was pretty big that Furphy was only held to 4 points, because prior to that, he had been starting for 7 or 8 games, and he was shooting lights out. He was hitting threes. KU passes extremely well. They're probably the best passing team in the nation, and they were finding him, and they were finding Furphy wide open. But another big key, and I think this is obviously huge because it's in Lawrence, KU will go on a run. There's no doubt about that. I don't care how K-State starts, which, by the way, needs to be a pretty good start if you ask me. You don't want to get, you know, spot KU an early eight-point lead, and then you're just trying to claw back for the whole contest. No, we're all tired of that. That can't happen. But KU will go on a run. I don't care what the score is. It'll happen. How does K-State answer? Well, in the first meeting, remember how the second half started. The Jayhawks go on a 9-0 run, and they lead by 11. But what was big is K-State responded with an 11-0 run of their own, and then from there on, it was game on. so many factors that really K-State, you hope for a copy of what happened between K-State and KU in the first game. Because even though there were a couple of things that didn't go right, there was a lot of good things that went well for K-State in that first meeting. I take a lot of that first meeting and roll it into tonight of things that have to go right. But again, it's Allen Fieldhouse. History comes into play. And there have been better teams to go into Allen Fieldhouse than this team and get blown out. KenPom gives K-State a 20% chance tonight. 20%. 74-64. I'm not trying to be a hater, but 20% from KenPom to me is generous. So much has to go right, and so much of that right has to be consistent. Can't have too many lulls, because once that crowd's in it, it's hard to take them out of it. I got to believe it to see it. Or I got to see it to believe it. Let's put it that way. I got to see it happen first to believe it. Until K-State actually beats KU in Lawrence, I'll continue to pick KU in Lawrence, obviously. Mitch Palm gives K-State an 8% chance of winning tonight in Allen Fieldhouse. Final score, KU 79, K-State 64. Let's take a break. Again, a short edition of the game. We're out just before 4:30. We get you set for K-State baseball taking on Tennessee tonight in Knoxville. We'll finish up the game when we come back. All right, AJ, one real quick question. We were talking fast food sauces. Is there a fast food sauce that you, whenever you get in line and you order, you always get that particular sauce?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Usually just ketchup. I'm not really over ketchup. The top exciting.
I mean, unless you're at Whataburger, you get the spicy ketchup. Boy, just about everywhere I go. I know it's, well, I've been in the habit lately. I go to Vista all the time and I get a milkshake. I just get a milkshake. Those milkshakes rule over there. I'm now a big milkshake guy, thanks to Vista. Arby's is horsey sauce. Taco Bell, Diablo. Freddy's always get the fry sauce. What else is around there? Anyway, we'll call it a day on that. Coming up next, we send you out to Knoxville, Tennessee. Pat Summit Street. It is Lindsey Nelson Stadium. The Cats at number 8, Tennessee. Matt Walters will have pregame here in just a moment. This has been The Game on News Radio KMAN.